Here's part three of the horror talk of the Joker from the Dark Knight version.
Harvey Dent never made it home.
Of course not.
What have you done with him?
Me? I was right here.
I'm sorry.
Who did you leave him with? Your people? Assuming, of course, that they are still your people. And not Maroney's. Does it depress you, Commissioner, to know just how alone you really are? Does it make you feel responsible for Harvey Dent's current predicament?
Where is he?
What's the time?
What difference does that make?
Well, depending on the time, he may be in one spot or several.
If we're gonna play games, I'm gonna need a cup of coffee.
The good cop, bad cop routine?
Not exactly.
Never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy. He can't feel the neck. See, you wanted me. Here I am. I wanted to see what you'd do. And you didn't disappoint. You let five people die. Then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, you complete me.
You're garbage. You kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. To them, you're just a freak. Like me.
You get that
they need you right now. When they don't, they'll cast you out. Like a leper. See, their morals, their code. It's a bad joke. Dropped at the first sign of trouble. They're only as good as the world allows them to be. I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Where's Dent?
You have all these rules, and you think they'll save you.
It's in control. I have one rule.
Oh, then that's the rule you'll have to break to know the truth.
Which is?
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules. And you're not going to break your own rule.
Yes,
I'm considering. No, there's no room left. You're going to have to play my little game if you want to save one of them.
Yeah.
You know, for a while there, I thought you really were a Dent. The way you threw yourself after her.
Look at you go.
Does Harvey know about you and his little buddy?
Where are they?
Killing is making a choice.
Where are they?
Choose between one life or the other. Your friend, the district attorney. Or his blushing bride to be.
You have nothing. Nothing to threaten me with. Nothing to do. With all of your strength.
Don't worry. I'm going to tell you where they are.
Both of them. And that's the point. You'll have to choose. He's at 252nd Street, and she's on Heavy Legs at Cicero.
Which one are you going after?
Right. You.
Got 252nd Street!
Harvey and Rachel each awoke tied to chairs with barrels of explosive material that surrounded them and a speakerphone hooked up to the other's location. Rachel then confessed her love for Harvey and agreed to marry him. Harvey, however, fell to the floor and his left side was immersed in turpentine. Batman arrived but found Harvey instead of Rachel. Batman then realized that Joker had lied about Rachel and Harvey's whereabouts to crush Batman's moral further. Batman rescued Harvey as the building exploded, disfiguring half of his face. What? Unfortunately, Gordon could not get to Rachel before the explosion and she was killed. Damn it. At the hospital, Harvey was driven to madness by grief and blamed Batman, Gordon, and the Joker. Well, that sucks. I'm not gonna like put that scene. Hell no way. Here's a quote from the Joker to the Chen Chen while burning a pile of money, of course. I'm a man of simple tastes. I enjoy dynamite, gunpowder, and gasoline, and you know the thing they have in common? They were cheap. All you care about is money. This town deserves a better class of criminals, and I'm gonna give it to them. Tell your man they work for me now. This is my city, end quote. So the Joker later met the Chen Chen in a container ship with Lao and was given his reward. Half the mob's smuggled money, which Joker then doused with gasoline and set alight with the Chen Chen cigar with Lao on top of the burning money pile. Joker then betrayed the Chen Chen and took control of his men. He then declared that Gotham deserved a better class of criminal, one unmotivated by money or power, but who committed crimes purely for fun. That corresponded with something that Alfred, Bruce's butler, of course, said to Bruce earlier in the film, quote, some men aren't looking for anything logical like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn, end quote. However, the Chen Chen, horrified by the exact scope of Joker's plans, refused to have any part in him. At the same time, he denounced him as a freak, which caused Joker to order his men to cut the Chen Chen up into little pieces and feed them to his dogs to see, quote, how loyal a hungry dog is, end quote. Before he stated that his motives, far from being about money, we're about spending a message. Everything burns. Now, another quote from the Joker. I had a vision of a world without Batman. The mob tried to ground a little profit, and the police tried to shut them down one block at a time, and it was so boring. I've had a change of heart. I don't want Mr. Reese spoiling everything, but why should I have all the fun? Let's give someone else a chance. If Coleman Reese isn't dead in 60 seconds, then I blow up a hospital, end quote. So the Joker then made a call to a news program where Coleman Reese threatened to go public on the news with information about Batman's identity. The Joker interrupted Reese, who then stated that he had changed his mind and believed that Gotham would be too boring without Batman. To give others the fun, Joker threatened that if someone didn't kill Reese in 60 minutes, he will blow up a hospital. Gordon then embedded his ambush on the Joker and focused on evacuating all of Gotham's hospitals. Now, of course, that was, of course, the hospital, of course. So here the Joker persuades the disfigured Harvey Dent, quote, contact with Harvey Dent, introduce a little anarchy, upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos, and you know the thing about chaos, it's fair, end quotes. So during the mass evacuation, the Joker disguised himself as a nurse and entered his hospital room of Harvey. Joker then apologized to Dent and maintained that he was not responsible for Rachel's death. The Joker then introduced Harvey to his view of the world, that his time in Gotham had introduced him to that people, or schemers as he called them, were the most accurate form of evil in the world, as it was they who laid out the plans of society, including when human lives were expendable. To prove his argument, Joker pointed out that if his threats were aimed at gangbangers, or soldiers, then people wouldn't care, as society trained them to see the death of such people as acceptable. Thus, Joker turned a disillusionized Harvey against society, and against the schemers who put his and Rachel's lives in danger, namely the corrupt cops who kidnapped them, as well as his schemers, as the schemers who view Rachel's life to be expendable, Batman and Gordon. See someone on Instagram. I don't know what the hell. After he gave Harvey a gun, the Joker advised Harvey to break away from the law that failed him and turn to chaos, which the Joker described as the only truly fair system, as the fate of everyone will be only decided by chance without the interference of the flawed laws of men. Harvey then responded by flipping his coin to decide Joker's fate, which gave him the same chance that Rachel had. Soon after Harvey left, Joker detonated Gotham General Hospital and skips merrily down the street before he paused and noticed that most of the explosives hadn't gone off before he tapped the detonator again, which then exploded the remaining explosives. Joker and his men then stole one of the nearby evacuation buses and kidnapped the TV reporter and his crew who were inside, honestly. So that's something to know about. Agent of Chaos scene.
I just did what I do best. I took your little plan and I turned it on itself. Look what I did to this city with a few drums of gas and a couple of bullets. You know what I noticed? Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that, like, a gangbanger will get shot, or a truckload of soldiers will be blowing up, nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds. Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fear. You live. You die. Now we're talking.
Like the full scene, of course. The full scene. Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
You know, I don't want there to be any hard feelings between us, Harvey. When you and, Rachel were being abducted, I was sitting in Gordon's cage. Now, I didn't rig those charges.
Your man, your plan.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan? You know what I am? I'm a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it. You know, I just do things. The mob has plans. The cops have plans. Gordon's got plans. You know, they're schemers. Schemers trying to control their little worlds. I'm not a schemer. I try to show the schemers how pathetic their attempts to control things really are. So, when I say that you and your girlfriend was nothing personal, you know that I'm telling the truth.
I'm gonna need your whip.
What? Why? Because my wife's in the hospital.
Yeah, that'd be why.
It's the schemers that put you where you are. You were a schemer. You had plans. And look where that got you.
just did what I do best. I took your little plan and I turned it on itself. Look what I did to this city with a few drums of gas and a couple of bullets. Hmm? You know what I noticed? Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that, like, a gangbanger will get shot, or a truckload of soldiers will be blowing up, nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds. Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fear. You live. You die. Now we're talking.
Mr. Breeze?
Mr. Wayne, huh?
That's a very brave thing you did.
Trying to catch the light?
Well, you weren't protecting the van.
Why? Who's in it?
Well, you think I should go to the hospital?
You don't watch a whole lot of...
And then Joker blew up the hospital, of course.
You don't watch a whole lot of news, do you, Mr. Wayne?
Anybody asks, we got him out. Get the mayor's office on the right. We're gonna need the national guard.
We're still busy, including GCNZO and Mike Gangle. I'm now being told that we're cutting to a video GCN has just received.
I'm Mike Gangle for Gotham Tonight. What does it take to make you people want to join in? You failed to kill the lawyer.
I've got to get you off the bench and into the game.
Come nightfall, the city is mine, and anyone left here plays by my rules.
Mr. Fox, security is showing up break-in at the R&D department.
If you don't want to be in the game, get out now. But the bridge and tunnel crowd are sure in for a surprise. Ha ha, ha ha.
Thank you. out there, you know, doing something?
It's my day off.
I gotta take a leak. Keep an eye out for me, will you?
Just tell me.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So the fairies, Joker's quotes, tonight you're all going to be part of a social experiment, end quotes. So the Joker publicly declared that Gotham would become his by the night's end. He then told people they could leave, but that anyone who left by the tunnel or the bridge would discover a surprise, which led many fleeing Gotham cities to avoid these two routes. As a result, two fairies sailed from the harbor that night. One was full of ordinary civilians, and the other was full of criminals. However, before their departure, Joker had arranged for both boats to be loaded with explosives and provided with a detonator to the bombs on their counterpart's ferry. At that point, he hijacked the ferry's PA system and explained the rules of what he referred to as a social experiment. The Joker would blow up both boats if one didn't choose to destroy the other by midnight, or if anyone had tried to escape, which will kill everyone on board. Batman discovered not only the Joker's location at an unfinished skyscraper, but that the majority of his gang were the people that he had kidnapped earlier, who wore clown masks with unloaded guns that were taped to their hands, and that the people who were dressed as hostages were the actual criminals. Oh! So Batman was then forced to fight not only the Joker's henchmen, but also the SWAT teams to save the hostages. Eventually, Batman confronted Joker, and after the mad clown sarcastically claimed that he's so thrilled that Batman made it, and initiated a final battle between them, with Joker using a metal bar and a knife, also slicing Rottweilers that formerly belonged to the Chen on Batman to gain more of an advantage. Joker managed to get the upper hand, temporarily disabling his vision, and pinned Batman under a scaffold. He then gleefully waited as the fairies' deadline neared and was visibly disappointed when both groups of passengers refused to kill the other to save themselves. The civilians had voted to blow up the other ferry, but could not bring themselves to do so. While Ginty stepped forward, and after he took the detonator, he threw it out of the window and said that the cops should have done that from the start. As the deadline passed, Batman asked Joker if he was trying to prove that everyone was as ugly as he was deep down, and bluntly informed him that he was alone in his corruption and insanity. Before he could detonate both fairies, Batman knocked the detonator out of Joker's hand with his shooting wrist blades, threw him over the edge, and sighted right before he threw him off. About Joker's scar stories, he knew how he got his other scars. The Joker then laughed hysterically as he fell to his death, but Batman, who refused to kill him, caught him with his grapple gun and left him hanging for the GCPD to capture. Who knows, seriously. This is interesting. Now I'm trying to... Where is it now? Batman saves hostages, I guess? I'm not sure.
Hello?
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Okay, we got POV on Alpha. I'm new on Beta.
It's like clowns and hostages on two floors. SWAT team, stay with them. We got a SWAT team on the roof.
My square. Barbara, calm down.
Yes, I can.
Hello, Jim. Arthur, where's my family?
Where my family died.
Blue team, where are the targets? Victor team, set your charge.
Go.
shot.
Those SWATs are coming in hot.
Next part, one second.